Might be a couple of minutes early. Better be early than late. If you're late for a flight, you're much too late. Good to see you all. Praise the Lord. Amen. When I was walking over here tonight with Brother Price, I remember some years ago when Gilbert and I were walking together from the pre-meeting place, and he was to minister and I was to lead, or vice versa, I don't remember what it was. He looked over at me, said, "Mervyn, a fearful thing has come upon us." And that's just about the way I feel tonight. A fearful thing has come upon me. I'm wired. Now, my wife reminded me that if I should speak at this feast, that I should not forget to thank you for your many prayers for me a few months ago. And I want to say that tonight. I know I've done it in many of the local assemblies, but I know there were people praying for me in the U.S. and in many, many places, and I am so thankful. It was about 7 months ago, and I'm not 100%, but I'm a lot better than I was, which I praise and give thanks to God for. Thank you, Irene, for reminding me, because I'm a pretty good forgetter. You know, we would not choose what God chooses for us. I would just choose a rosy time if I was doing the choosing. No bad times. Just good times. Just hallelujah times. That's what I would choose. But you know, it's adversity that builds into us something that nothing else can. The scriptures bear that out. That what God causes to come into our lives, He causes them to come there for a purpose. And He means good for us and not evil. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us remember, as we live out our lives from day to day, wherever you might be, whatever might happen, what is God's purpose in it? But I don't like it. It doesn't matter. If we take the right attitude, I think there's an attitude thing here. If we take the right attitude, I believe God can work whatever that is out in a way that is for our good. Praise God. Father, tonight as we come to you and we know that your presence is with us, first of all, we want to give you thanks for the meetings that have gone on before. We thank you for the preparation that was made for these meetings, for the intercessory prayer that has gone forth from many prayer closets. We thank you, Father, that you come to dwell, to take up your habitation with your people. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We thank you for what you have done on the cross of Calvary that was brought to our attention this morning. And Lord, we thank you for what you have done for each one of us. We should praise you and thank you continuously. For you have done much for your people, and there is much more that you will do if we are faithful, if we will walk with you, if we will be guided by your Holy Spirit. Touch us, Father, by the power of your anointing, wherever we are, in all of our relationships with one another. Let love flow. Oh, let it flow among us, just as Christ showed love when he walked the earth. Oh, our God, what we need most is your nature, the very nature of Christ in each one of us. Help us, Father, to desire it with all of our hearts and to walk in it as you would have us to do. Bless this service. Guide us by your Spirit. Let nothing of the mind of man be in it, but all of you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We sang a song before we came into the meeting place tonight, and I want to sing it again. We'll give the glory to Jesus. That's who we'll give the glory to tonight. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. But you'll have to stand to sing it. I think you likely know it. If you don't, it's on 63 in the back. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him. We'll praise him. We'll praise him. We'll sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him. Wonderful love. Just a minute. Is that the best you can do? I think we can do better. We're talking about giving the glory to Jesus, aren't we? So we want to express that in an exuberant way. Let's sing it. Really sing it. Bottom of your heart. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. We'll sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him. We'll praise. We'll praise him. We'll sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him and tell of his wonderful love. Once more. The glory to Jesus. To tell
tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of his wonderful love. We'll sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him. We'll praise him. We'll praise him. We'll sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him, and tell of his wonderful love.
You know something? If we stood here and sang that chorus all night, if that's the way the Spirit was leading us, that would be all right, wouldn't it? That would be just all right. You know, whatever the Spirit wants is what I want. What do you want? I was thinking, I think some strange thoughts sometimes, and I suppose you do. But I was thinking that maybe I spend more time about what I want from God than what he wants from me. You know what I mean? You know, there's a lot of people here who are in the child-rearing years, and we're way past them. But I've got a bit of a memory still, not all that good. But I remember their sentences would often begin with, "I want." I want something. Maybe our sentences begin too much with the "I wants" and not enough with, "Lord, what do you want from me? What do you require from me?" I'm reminded of that scripture in Micah. I think it's the sixth chapter and then about the eighth verse. I might be wrong about that. "What does the Lord require of you, O man, but to act justly, to love mercy, and what? To walk humbly with thy God." There's three requirements that the Lord requires of us. I think they're three pretty important requirements. He wants us to act justly in all of our relationships, in all of our business dealings, to act justly. He wants us to be merciful. He was merciful to us. Should we not be merciful to others? Hallelujah. And he wants us to be humble, because he says, the scripture says, he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. No, I'm just supposed to lead a service, not preach one. Yes, we'll give the glory to Jesus tonight, and we'll tell of his love. We'll tell of his love. We'll sing and we'll shout and we'll praise him. Praise him forevermore. Hallelujah. I don't think this song is in the book, but I think there may be enough people that know it. It's I think it's called "Jesus, Your Name is Power." How many know it? Good. "Jesus, Your Name is Power. Jesus, Your Name Might. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is life. Jesus, your name is healing. Jesus, your name gives sight. Jesus, your name will free every captive. Jesus, your name is life. Jesus, your name is holy. Jesus, your name brings light. Jesus, your name above every other. Jesus, your name is life. Notice what his name is. That beautiful name, that lovely name. There is not a name like no other. His name is power. His name is power to you tonight. You know, we sometimes think of power being something great, something miraculous, and so it is. But you know, it's all through the little things. I desire the power tonight to just walk with him. To just, as that scripture says, to just humbly walk with him. That's power. To just walk with Christ. His name is power. And his name is might, power and might. His name will break every stronghold. Hallelujah. The strongholds in your life tonight can be broken by the power of Jesus. He's here tonight. He's beside you. He's in our midst. He's in our hearts. He breaks every stronghold. He is the great deliverer. He sets men and women, boys and girls, young people free. Hallelujah. That is our Jesus. He breaks the strongholds. You can have the stronghold broken tonight, right where you sit and right where you stand. Just give yourself over to the Spirit that is present here tonight. He'll break the stronghold. His name is life. What road are you on tonight? There's a narrow way and there's a broad way. The scripture says that the narrow way, few find it, but many find the broad way. That's a terrible way to walk, but it's kind of easy to get on. The straight and narrow way, that is the way, undoubtedly. Just as sure as you hear my voice tonight, that is the way of life. That is the Christ way. The way is narrow. The way is often not easy. But it is the way of life. His life. The life that shall never die. Hallelujah. His name is healing. Oh, I long to see the day when his healing will just flow in the body of Christ. It will be just a natural thing to have happen. His healing flowing in his body and in his church. Hallelujah. We need to really press in for the healing of our God. His name gives sight. It will free every captive. His name is holy. His name is above every other. His name is life. Sing it again. Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is might. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is life. Jesus, your name is healing. Jesus, your name gives sight. Jesus, your name breaks every stronghold. Jesus, your name is light. Jesus, your name is holy. Jesus, your name brings light. Jesus, your name above every other. Jesus, your name is light. Your name is power. Jesus, your name is light. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is light. Jesus, your name is healing. Jesus, your name gives sight. Jesus, your name will free every captive. Jesus, your name is life. Jesus, your name is holy. Jesus, your name brings light. Jesus, your name above every other. Jesus, your name is light. Just raise your hands and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We praise Thee tonight. We give You glory. Oh, Majesty. Majesty, Majesty, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. We praise Thee tonight. We praise Thee tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God.
Were the prison gates not opened? Were their bonds not set free? Were they not made free indeed? O my people, tonight have I not encouraged you to open your mouths and praise my name, saith the Lord?
Hallelujah.
If thou would open thy mouth and praise me, will not the chains be broken, saith the Lord? Will not the captives be set free?
Hallelujah.
Will not those in darkness begin to see the light, saith the Lord? Lift up thy voice, lift up thy voice, saith the Lord, and praise my name. Let the bonds be broken this day,
Amen.
Saith the Lord, and let the captives
Hallelujah.
Be free.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise thy holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, wonderful art thou, O God. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, we thank you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Living sacrifice,
praise
holy
God.
And pleasing to God. Amen. Do Amen. Not conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewal
Amen.
Of your mind. And this, my praise friends, God. Is a test of His will, holy and pleasing Hallelujah. And just. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Great feast, saith God. Yea, and they have been given my body, saith the Lord. Yea, and to become my body. By taking of me and allowing me to dwell within, saith the Lord. Yea, for the more that they take in of me, saith the Lord, the greater the appetite for me shall be in them, saith God. Yea, for this is a feast whereat my people may eat continually, saith God. Yea, there is here all that is needed for the health of the mind and the soul, saith God. Yea, and for the health of the body, saith God. Yea, I have not called thee unto a warfare wherein... The body, the physical body shall suffer, saith God. Yea, but I have called thee unto a battle where the blood of Christ shall wash all parts, saith God. Yea, where the intake of my spirit, saith the Lord, and the dwelling in my spirit shall be good for all mankind, saith God. Yea, and all the parts of my people shall be repaired, saith God. Yea, and all my people shall rejoice, saith God. Yea, that minds and hearts and souls and bodies shall be renewed, saith God. Hallelujah. Yea, and that these things shall occur, saith God, speedily and without delay. Yea, for my spirit is strong within thee, saith God. Yea, and you have come for to feast at my table. Yea, and here shall none be disappointed, saith God.
Life, so that you may have life. Why are you still living in death? I have given you life. I have given you life so that you may be transformed by the renewing of your spirit, of your mind through my spirit. My people, be set free and live in that life. You are a new creation.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Open your mind to me and walk with me. No matter what may come, live your life with me, and I will shine through you to those around about, and they will come to me. But you must walk with me.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God.
My beloved, I say to you this evening, love, wonderful love, so rich, so full, so free. It's wide as the ocean, it's deep as the sea. It's high, high as the heaven above. His love. To you, I say this to you this evening. Yea, I am here for every one of you. Yea, lift your hearts to me and I will overflow them, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name.
The Lord saith unto thee in this hour that I have sent my Holy Spirit, the Spirit of freedom and power and love.
Yeah.
And yea, even now I am stirring the waters of healing
Yea, I am stirring the waters, wherein if you come, bonds shall be broken, saith the Lord. For yea, I am here in this hour to do this work in my people, that they may be free. For those who the Son sets free are free indeed.
Hallelujah.
Yea, I say unto thee, tonight you may come to those waters, and when you leave this place, you shall be set free.
Praise
for the burden bearer God. Is there, the one whose yoke is easy and
yes,
whose burden is
Jesus,
light
Jesus.
Is here to take your burdens, my
Amen.
People, and that you might take his yoke, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
Hallelujah.
Thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
My little ones, do not look at past mistakes, for yea, thou hast been forgiven. My little ones, as Peter was told, he would deny Christ before the cock crowed.
Amen.
And yea, did he not hang his head in shame? But yea, my little ones, did I not forgive them? And yea, am I not here to take you by the hand? You are my beloved ones, my little ones. I look at your potential, my little ones. I do not look at your mistakes. Take me by the hand and let us go walk together and bring you to maturity in the fullness of Christ.
Praise God.
Praise ye the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and do not doubt, it has to go. Thus saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. I would like a few singers to come. Just while you go ahead and talk. Just a couple. You know who you are. I don't have to tell you. There's a song I want sung here. Oh, it's a surprise. Victoria, are you a singer? Come on. Marjorie, you can have another one. Praise the Lord. I think this song fits very nicely into the service this evening and its majesty. We're going to sing it as a congregation when they've finished singing it. You know it?
Jesus, be our glory. You can sit.
All of a sudden, I'm up here alone. Nat is a great one to get you into trouble. Thinking about that scripture in John chapter 4, I believe that tonight the Lord wants to do some work in some hearts. Actually, he's been doing a work in all of our hearts already. There's nothing like being free. There's nothing like being free. I remember being in a terrible situation in my company, and I'm always in trouble in there. We were going to do some stuff, and that wasn't very productive, actually quite destructive, and things were working out for me. It was the 11 o'clock at night, and we decided that we would actually Brother Harold and I, Harold was an elder in Winkler, and was facing some tremendous trials, and nothing was working out. And when we went back to the office, I said, you know, I don't think God wants us to do what we have intentions of doing. And so we decided that we would go back to the office and start praising the Lord. And we did that. We began to praise the Lord, and heaven came down and glory filled our soul. The Word of God is not just something we read, it's the living Word. It's something that God is actually doing in our hearts and lives. We may be waiting for the kingdom of God to happen, but the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here. What do you want to wait for? The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is described as a state. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Do you have peace today? Some have peace. Maybe there's some that don't have peace. I've been here, I've been in this room, and I've been sitting when I haven't had peace. I've been sitting in this room when I haven't had joy. I've been sitting in this room when I haven't had righteousness. But just because I don't have it doesn't mean that it's not available. It is available. When? Someday? You know, the disciples said, might as well just read it here. It's in my favorite chapter in the book, John chapter 4. It talks about the woman at the well. I think Jesus in that scripture manifests the fact that absolutely everyone is eligible for the grace of God. She was from the wrong side of the tracks. You feel like you're from the wrong side of the tracks? God can change all of that. God is not a respecter of persons. And he gives that, he makes an offer to this woman for water, that if she drinks this water, she's never going to thirst again. You know, I love the fact that Jesus deals with us. If she was probably going to go buy a tractor, he would have talked about tractors. Of course, I haven't sent my wife to buy a tractor lately. But he comes into your world. He comes right into your world. He came into my world. He offered her water. If she would drink this water, she'd never thirst again. What does that mean? And he's offering that water to us tonight. Have you ever seen anybody excited about somebody telling you about your sin? Most people are kind of a little bit defensive about that. Isn't that right? Somebody points out your fault. Well, here's a woman that's been married 5 times. Jesus takes time for her. He found that a priority over going to go shopping like his disciples did. His disciples went to buy food. He says, my main interest is to give this woman from the wrong side of the tracks some water. I want to offer her water. I want to offer her something. And she says, oh, you know, he's closing in on the deal. He's closing in on her being willing to take this water and get salvation, which will change your life. It changed my life. But before that happened, before he asked the question, he says, sir, go tell your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. He said, that's right. You don't have a husband. You're shacked up. And Jesus recognized her 5 marriages. He says, you've been married 5 times, but the man you're living with is not your wife or your husband. And he understands that there's a difference. So whether you're married or you're shacked up, Jesus still comes. He wanted her to know that he was offering her this water regardless of her lifestyle. And no matter what our lifestyle is, Jesus comes and offers us exactly what we have need of. She says, I mean, she's there for water. She leaves her pots right there and runs into town and says, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. How about that? You see, when we come before the throne of God, there's a song that says, just as I am, I come. Just as I am. And nothing has changed about that formula. Nothing has changed. We still must come to the cross just as I am. And though I've given my heart to the Lord many, many years ago, if I want to renew myself, I come just as I am. You know, we somehow manage to take on bondages. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That scripture is in there for a reason. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And somehow it happens. But God wants to set us free. God wants to set us free. We've been praising the Lord. But I believe that God wants to do some business with us. Verse 32 says, "He said unto them, I have meat ye know not of." His disciples came back, and they were a little taken aback that she was talking to this woman. Jesus said, "I have meat ye know not of." There's such a satisfaction within to minister the gospel. You are a life giver. There's going to be rivers of water flowing out of you. Such as I have, I can give. Have you received? If you've received, you can give. Such as I have, I can give. You can't give what you don't have. But Jesus is offering us living water tonight. The disciples said one to another, "Has anybody brought him something to eat?" Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months." You might say, well, let's procrastinate a little bit. While we were in Africa, as we were traveling, it was our last day traveling back to Entebbe, to the airport. And on our way to the airport, there was two young boys laying on the asphalt, dead. They didn't wake up that morning thinking that that would happen to them. They thought it would just be another day. But that wasn't the case for them. Say, yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. I believe the Lord wants to do some harvesting tonight. Maybe we can sing that song, "Just As I Am." You may have accepted the Lord in the past. You may never have accepted the Lord. But if you feel the Holy Ghost is ministering to you and talking to your heart, you want to go higher, you've got some bondages, you've been dragging them along for a long, long time. The Lord has talked to us in prophecy about Paul and Silas being in prison, and by praising him, we're released, taken out of bondage. Glory to God. There's many that are walking, many that are in prison. They're walking free, but they're prisoners. Many are in prison. God says, I want to take down, I want to open the prison doors. Let us allow the Holy Ghost to open those prison doors tonight. Let's stand, sing that song.
Just as I am. Oh,
planting rain, saith the Lord, yea, shall wet thee, yea, and make thee malleable. Behold, my seed shall find fertile moisture, saith the Lord, yea, and I, my spirit shall feed the root, saith the Lord. My spirit shall spring up, saith the Lord, in thine heart. Yea, I shall plant my fields, yea, and I shall harvest, saith the Lord. The seed surely shall root, saith the Lord. Yea, and the grain shall appear. Yea, be thou ready, saith the Lord, for I would not have my people ignorant. Yea, but I would have my people to be able to hear my voice. Yea, this that I plant within thee, yea, shall cause the thing that thou hast been hiding, yea, to be revealed, saith the Lord. The thing that thou, thy nature, would rather have hidden, saith the Lord, shall I bring forth, that thou mayest be able to confess on the Lord, unto the Lord thy God. Yea, that the body may grow, that the body may flourish, yea, that the body may strengthen, saith the Lord, that the voice shall cry out and shall say, come, saith the Lord, and receive that which he has for thee, saith the Lord. Come thou and receive thine inheritance, saith the Lord. Yea, for I shall allot unto this one that field, and that field, saith the Lord, shall go to this one. Yea, and my spirit shall take up residence, saith the Lord, and shall be a husbandman. Yea, and the vineyard shall flourish, saith the Lord, in thy midst. Yea, look unto me, saith the Lord. Yea, and go ye forth and be fruitful and multiply, saith the Lord. Yea, my spirit shall break forth upon the earth, saith the Lord. Yea, and that which has been hiding in darkness, yea, shall I overcome, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall plant there in the darkness my light. Yea, and the fallow ground shall be broken up, and thou shalt be a planting of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a wonderful time here of rededication. But as Wayne said, maybe you're sitting here and you don't have peace. Maybe you're here and you have a stronghold. And we're not standing above you and offering you something. But as your brothers and your sisters, we're here to help you as part of the family. And if you need prayer, if you have a stronghold that you're just have been struggling with and you can't overcome it, if you have a need for healing and you're just about at the end, if you have stress in your life, and anxiety that is overwhelming you, we want to pray for you as your family. And we want you to just come forward here. And we're going to just sing that Just As I Am again. I'd like to just close your eyes. And as you're doing that, intercede for your brothers and your sisters that have a need this evening. We're a family. And we're here for each other. And let's just come and pray with each other. Let's just close our eyes and sing that again.
Thank you. and come and pray with people here. Close your eyes and be in prayer for these that are coming, please. Thank you.
God. If you would, just stand just for a moment respectfully and in a prayerful attitude just for a moment longer. Let me read one short verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me, Jesus said, to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That spirit is upon us here tonight. Many people came up front, were prayed for, and something has started. Let me put it that way. It's not complete yet, but some things have started because people came up front. Bear with me one moment, please. Somewhere in the congregation before we close, there's a lady, a sister, that has, there's many sisters here that have the ministry of intercession. I'd like to ask, the Lord is tugging on someone's heart right now to pray for us as a congregation. Someone that has that ministry of intercession, a lady. I want you to think about this for a minute. And if you're wearing a head covering, and you have that ministry of intercession, you feel God tugging on your heart right now to pray for us as a congregation, I want you to come up right now. If you're a lady and you have a head covering and you have that ministry of intercession, there we go. We have two. Perfect. These two right here. Those are the ones that I had in my mind.
Our Father, we stand before you tonight with grateful hearts. We stand before you with open hearts, Lord. And we stand recognizing our need for you. We know, God, that we need you more than ever. We know that for whatever struggles are in each of our hearts and lives, we need you. And we know that there is deliverance in you. We know there is life in you. We know there is peace in you. There is salvation in you. There is hope in you. And our God, we just want to offer ourselves to you to let you deal with each one. With whatever is our need, God, whatever has started tonight, we pray that your work would continue until it is finished, Lord. We pray that your work would continue until your body is cleansed and whole and delivered and redeemed. We pray that your work would continue until each one is in the image of our Savior, Jesus Christ. God, let your life flow to the church this night. Let your spirit flow to the church tonight. Let your word flow into our hearts and bring renewal and bring deliverance, oh God. We thank you that nothing is too difficult for you. We thank you that you are the God who is over all things. And we thank you for the power of your name. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the name of Jesus tonight and everything that that brings, oh God. Lord, tonight we just want to recommit ourselves as individuals and as a church, Lord. Father, cleanse your body. Cleanse us and fill us anew with your life. Fill us anew with the Holy Spirit so we can walk in the power of your name and of your word, oh God. Father, just continue the work you have begun and let it flow out from us. Let it flow out to the body throughout the earth, oh God. And may the name of Jesus accomplish its work tonight in your church, in your holy name. Amen.
Oh, my loving Heavenly Father. You know, my Father, that I do not wish to stand here and pray before the whole congregation. But, oh, my Father, you have laid this burden on my heart. And I pray, my Father, that as you prayed, I will just say the words that God gives me, my Father. My Father, you have known how I have puzzled, my Father, how to walk humbly before thee, my Father. It is not by putting on rags. It is not by walking around dirty or smearing oneself with ashes as is depicted in the Bible. But, oh, my Father, I cry unto you that you will teach us the true meaning of how to walk humbly before thee, my Father. I pray, my Father, that there will be a spirit of forgiveness in the church, a forgiveness of one member to another. I pray, my Father, that our feelings will not be so easily hurt, my Father, and we will see the Christ in each other, my Father. Oh, my Father, we have such a need of thee, my Father, for without thee we are undone, my Father. My Father, I pray for your church universal that your Spirit will come down, my Father, that we will be obedient unto the moving of your Spirit, my Father, that we will seek thee above all else, my Father, that you will be revealed in us to the world, my Father. I pray, my Father, that we will be one in love for thee, my Father. We thank thee this day, my Father, and we ask it of thee. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just stay up here just for a minute. Just stay. Bear with me just one more minute. There's one more sister here that you feel the Lord tugging on your heart to pray for the congregation that has that ministry of intercession. Come up. Here she comes. God is doing something. God. We all have a ministry, but there's something special about intercessors. They have a connection with God, and they make things change.
Before I pray, I want to read these words, because we all have a choice tonight. It was prophesied when we praise the Lord, the bands would be loosed, the burdens would be lifted. It says, this is a song. When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. But praise the Lord, for he can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord, he can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praises. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord for the chains that seem to bind you, serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Praise him. Praise him. When you praise him. When you praise him. When you praise the Lord. Father, tonight we want to praise thee. Lord, we offer our praises unto thee. We thank thee, Lord, from the bottom of our heart for thy great love. You love the church. You love thy people. You love the individual, Lord. You died for the church. You died for the people. And you died for the individual. And tonight, Father, our hearts are so heavy for so many that are struggling. Lord, I can't help but think of Barb Lefson tonight, who isn't in our midst. But God, I want to bring her to you tonight. Lord, I bring all those that are struggling, Lord, unto you tonight. Father, to those that are not with us tonight, we know many are struggling in their walk. They're struggling, Father, in their faith. They might be struggling in their soul and in their spirit, but Lord, you are the answer to everything. Father, as we sang tonight, Lord Jesus, you are power. Jesus, you are might. Jesus, you are healing. And tonight we claim that again tonight, because there is nothing too difficult for thee. Nothing too difficult for thee, Lord. We come to thee tonight, broken before thee, Lord. We ask that you would humble us, Lord, as we bow our knee before you tonight as we go to bed. May we all just bow our hearts and just reach out unto thee, just committing ourselves afresh unto you, Lord. We ask that you would just reveal yourself as you never have before to the church, Father. To our young people, Father, we pray for a desire to just burn within their hearts, Lord. We ask that you would just put that seal upon each one of them, Lord. We claim them again for thee tonight, Lord. They are the future of the church, and we claim each one, Father. We love them with an everlasting love, Father, and we stand beside them and behind them with their struggles. And Father, more than that, you are there for them. More than that, you are there for all of us, Lord. Help us to bear one another's burdens, Father, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, help us in our weakness. Help us, Father, tonight we pray. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we just want to praise thy name again for the way that you move. Amen.
Just please remain standing. Amen.
Dear Lord, I just thank you for the work that you started tonight. Yes. And Lord, I can't help but feel that there should be not a single soul that was left in the seats tonight, Lord. Because if we feel that we have arrived, we have fallen short. Each one of us has something in our lives that just needs to go. No one's thing is worse than the other. It's just unique to each one of us, Lord. And I just pray that we come with humble hearts and just with no pride or haughtiness when we look at our brother and sister to say that we are better than you and you need to work on this thing, but that we would just come together. Yes. We would just deal, that you would help us deal with that which is in our own hearts so that your will may be fulfilled. Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask Sonia Gabbert to come up and close in prayer. Would you please, Sonia? This is a demonstration of intercessors' ministry and practice. Intercessors don't always pray flowery prayers. They pray with their heart. They pray with their tears. They pray with their soul. Many of them stay up late at night while we're sleeping, praying for people all over the world. And there's something special about that ministry, that it makes things happen. It changes things. It changes tremendous things. And we thank God for the intercessors. We thank God for every member in ministry in the body of Christ. So I'm going to ask Sonia to close this portion.
Loving Father, I thank you. I praise you. I seek to glorify your name, O God. I thank you for the opportunity to be together with this body of people, yes, Lord. And as we have sat under your Holy Spirit tonight, oh God, as you have moved among us as a church, and as you have moved among individuals, oh God, thank you. Thank you, O God. I pray you will bless this people tonight. I pray you will bless our goings out and our comings in. I pray you will direct our paths. Help us to let you direct our paths. Help us to help us to seek you in the morning. Help us to open our hearts to you for what you would have us to do, what you would have us to say. Teach us how to walk with you, O God. Thank you. Thank you that you were patient. Thank you that you are loving. Thank you that you want to give us good gifts. Help us to seek you for those gifts. Help us to come to you with open arms, with open hearts, willing to be obedient.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name, O Lord. I bless your name. I bless your name, O God. Let all the people bless you, O God. Let all the people raise their voices in praise and thanksgiving to you, O God. Thank you. Amen, amen. Father, I ask you this night for your blessed peace.
Yes.
As we sleep,
yes.
Give us good rest, O Lord.
Yes.
And if you ask us to pray in the night, help us to be willing to do that.
Yes.
And we ask for your rest even in that, O God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We ask these things in your holy Son's name, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your gift of him to us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You can be seated.
Announcements, please.
Announcements.